FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start out with some sad news from one of our own. We regret to announce that friend of the show and home haunter Patrick Prue from Welland, Ontario, Canada, passed away this week from complications from a ruptured aorta after being hospitalized last week. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News offers up its condolences to the family and friends of Patrick Prue and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news from the Northwest Haunters Association's Terror Tour. The Northwest Haunters Association is proud to announce the creation of the Northwest Terror Tours October 7th in Portland and October 8th in Seattle. A chartered bus will transport you and to six amazing professional haunted houses. Guests will be granted VIP access and bus service to and from each haunt. Halloween vendors will be giving out terror bags full of Halloween goodness. Only $80 per person gets you all three haunts for your chosen city, or do both and make a weekend of it. $160 for six haunts, two bus rides, and lots of extras. Haunters usually don't get to view pro haunts in October, but this opportunity allows them to see them on a weekend that is historically slower, while giving the haunt a boost in sales and a chance for their actors to hone their skills on a tough crowd. The Portland tour will feature three haunts that are completely redesigning their haunts and the most successful full-contact haunts in the Northwest. Frighttown will be the first stop, and then Fear PDX and ending at House of Shadows. There will be an after-party and free round of mini blacklight golf at the Tiki Putt attached to the House of Shadows haunt. The Seattle tour will feature newly designed haunts and local favorites as well, starting at Haunted Nightmare at the Nile and continuing to Fright Factory and ending at the Pierce County Asylum. All paid ticket holders get a free ticket to the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. Tour badges will be good for $5 off tickets to other local area haunts in October, to be announced later. Northwest Terror Tours is sponsored by Sinful Audio, Fright Pop Props, Froggy's Fog, Atmos FX, Rip City FX, and The Big Scary Show. If you would like more information about this topic, please contact Tony Crivelloni at info@northwesthaunters.com, Facebook group Northwest Haunters Association, Twitter @NWHaunters, or NWHaunters.com. That email again is info@NWHaunters.com. We have a casting call from Fright Haven Haunted Attraction in Stratford, Connecticut. Fright Haven is now casting actors and potential monsters for the 2016 season. No experience necessary, but if you want to scare people this September and October in a fun and safe way, we want you as part of our Fright family. Students are encouraged as well. We're also welcoming makeup artists, special effects artists, promoters, and other creative individuals for this Halloween season. Casting call and interviews will be in Stratford, Connecticut. Call 203-795-4737 or email frighthaven@gmail.com for more details. We have this from the Buffalo Zombie Mud Run in Buffalo, New York. Zombies are swarming the grounds in search of brains. You must gather your friends, family, co-workers, and anyone else you feel is brave enough to challenge the pandemic, our 5K zombie-infested obstacle course. You may also want to bring someone expendable to use as bait to slow down and confuse the zombies. Maybe that guy from finance that no one likes. The next Buffalo Zombie Mud Run, or BZMR, is Saturday, September 17th, at the Great Pumpkin Farm in Clarence, New York. Your mission? get through the 5K course, all 13 obstacles, and avoid losing your life, your three lifelines to the chaser and roaming zombies. Cross the finish line with at least one lifeline intact to help save the human race and earn yourself a place at the Survivor's Party. Get more information at BuffaloZombieMudRun.com. We have this announcement from the Canadian Haunters Association. The Canadian Haunters Association is pleased to announce, after several months of hard work and dedication, the launch of our brand new website, CanadianHauntersAssociation.com. The new CHA website is interactive and gives better access to knowing who Canadian haunters are, joining to promote your haunt, home and commercial haunts throughout Canada, vendors, events, contests, and so much more. Among the new features to the site contains integrated social media buttons for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to foster improved communications with haunters within the association. We will be constantly updating our contact with helpful information, articles, and haunt industry announcements. We hope you enjoy the new website that you find information easier to access. This website is a resource for all Canadian haunters to share their love of Halloween and the haunting craft. I would like to thank all the Canadian chapter presidents for their ongoing support, and Christopher Braumeyer, Christopher Weeks, and Hector Turner for all their help in getting the new CHA website up and running. Happy haunting. Sincerely, CHA President Chris Ainsworth. Check out CanadianHauntersAssociation.com for more. We have this news from the York Fright Review Squad in York, Pennsylvania. York Fright Review Squad is currently accepting interested individuals to become part of our haunt review group. Individuals should have experience with acting in haunted attractions or attending haunted attractions. Most of our reviews take place in Pennsylvania and Maryland, with one or two taking place in Delaware and New Jersey once in a while. Our group is primarily based out of York County, Pennsylvania. If you have the passion for the Halloween season like we do, then this group may be for you. Join us now as we prepare for a lot of fun this haunt season. As of right now, we have 15 reviews lined up for the 2016 haunt season. Please either email us, yorkpafrightreviewsquad@gmail.com, or message our Facebook page if interested in attending or if you have questions. We have an update to Mask Fest in Indianapolis. Mask Fest welcomes artist Aaron Lee Vigil back to the show. Aaron earned an associate's degree in computer networking in 2007, though creative expression through art has always been his lifelong passion. Residing in Colorado with his wife and children, he joined artist Anthony Lopez to form Sire Atlas Group, or Sire Atlas Studio, in 2013. His artistic passions include sculpting, drawing, flossing, painting, and writing and playing music. His inspirations come from Frank Frazetta, Norman Rockwell, comics, cartoons, toys, and sci-fi films. Get all of your Mask Fest 2016 info, September 9th through 11th in Indianapolis, at maskfest.com. And don't forget to follow them on Instagram at maskfest. We have this news from the first inaugural Zombie Carnival in Salisbury, North Carolina. Join us for Rowan County's first ever Zombie Carnival at the Rowan County Fairgrounds. This is a charity fundraising event for the Humane Society of Rowan County and Saving Grace Canines. Starts at 1 p.m., runs till midnight at the Rowan County Fairgrounds, 1560 Julian Road in Salisbury, North Carolina. This is a family-friendly event. Some of the attractions offered include special guests from The Walking Dead, zombie actors even. Live music throughout the day from area bands including The Graveyard Boulevard, October, Paper Wasps, Big Break, and Skipper the Lion. A kids zone with a bounce house, zombie-themed kids games and crafts, kid-friendly zombie makeovers, and much more. Tabletop gaming competitions by the Comic Monstore, merchandise and food vendors, cast members from several local haunted attractions. A zombie-themed prom will be held in the evening for those 16 and older, and much, much more. Keep your eye on the Downtown Salisbury Zombie Walk page for more updates. Facebook.com/Downtown Salisbury Zombie Walk. We have an update from FearCon in Phoenix, Arizona. The Phoenix FearCon is announcing that FearCon is partnering with two powerhouse industry professionals, Fangoria Magazine and Sun Studios of Arizona in Tempe. Sun Studios is Arizona's one-stop place for creative production space at sunstudiosaz.com. And Fangoria Magazine, they need no explanation, fangoria.com. What this means is that on the first weekend in October, starting on October 7th through October 9th, on this, the 10th anniversary of the FearCon project, FearCon has been rechristened and will now be known as Fangoria FearCon. It's a mashup of an independent horror film festival mixed in with sideline entertainment, celebrity guests signing autographs and taking pics with fans, panel discussions with filmmakers, workshops, paranormal investigations, face and body painting, tattoo artists, zombie defense information, zombie cars, caskets, and hearses from the Arizona movie props on display, demos by special effects artists, zombie choreographers, a zombie runway fashion show, live musical entertainers, freak show artists, cosplayers, vendors of every kind of horror-themed item on the planet, and more. There will be an inside VIP-only event and an outside Halloween-themed event in the parking lot. Outside admission is free, and the inside will consist of an immersive VIP experience. There are a limited number of VIP tickets, and they can be purchased through the website at phoenixfearcon.com. And this news from the Trotterville Horror Haunted Attraction in Archdale, North Carolina. Hey everyone, it's that time again. Trotterville Horror Haunted Attraction is going to start applications for our 2016 season. Message, text, or call me if you're interested, and we'll set up an appointment for you. Call Sean, 336-289-3338, or get more info at TrottervilleHorror.com or their Facebook page. We have this update to Days of the Dead in Louisville, Kentucky. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of writer and actor of the dead, John Russo, to the guest list for Days of the Dead Louisville, happening September through the 4th at the Crown Plaza Louisville Airport Hotel. Credited for writing one of the most influential horror films of all time, John Russo is best known as the screenwriter for George A. Romero's classic Night of the Living Dead. Russo also wrote the story for the 80s classic Return of the Living Dead, later adapted for film by the late Dan O'Bannon, and was featured in the definitive Return of the Living Dead documentary, More Brains. John Russo joins previously announced guests Elvira, Mick Foley, Sid Haig, Bill Moseley, Heather Langenkamp, Doug Bradley, Tara Reid, Twiggy Ramirez, and much, much more as Days of the Dead invades the Derby City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Louisville are on sale now at daysofthedead.net. We have a little more hiring news from the Mad World Haunted Attraction in Piedmont, South Carolina. Mad World is filling positions for actors and other staff. If you're interested, act now. Email info@madworldhaunt.com for more info. And get more info about Mad World, including their new escape rooms, at madworldattractions.com. And finally, some news you've all been waiting for from General Mills Monster Cereals. Halloween is right around the corner. Actually, we have a few weeks to prepare, but when it comes to retail, nothing will stop companies from getting their Halloween-themed products into their homes. And one of the best things about Halloween is the return of General Mills Monster Cereals to the kitchen table. Boo Berry, Count Chocula, and Frankenberry will start appearing in grocery stores at the end of August, and this year the monsters have been swept up in the election and for the first time ever will be vying against each other in hopes of being elected to the position of America's favorite cereal monster. Monster Cereals fans can cast their votes for Boo, Count, or Franken and follow the polls at www.monstersvote2016.com. Sorry, Fruit Boot Brute and Yummy Mummy fans, no write-ins allowed. Voting ends on October 31st, and the winner will be announced on November 1st. While only one serial monster can win the prestigious title, voting fans will also have a chance to win some sweet treats, including a $5,000 grand prize, wireless headphones, cases of Monster cereal, or Retro Monster t-shirts. Get out there and vote, folks. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with movie host Count Gore Duvall and was recorded at the Scares the Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia in July 2016. As always, our interviews are sponsored by Gantom Lighting and Controls, gantom.com. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live at the Scares the Care weekend number 3 down here in very hot and humid Williamsburg, Virginia. And I'm sitting here next to a gentleman who is here year 1 and year 2. Been here. We talked to him year 1. Got to come back and follow up here. A man who does not seem to be affected by the heat and humidity because he only comes out at night. The one, the only, Count Gore Duvall. How are you? Greetings, Count.
Greetings, and I'm doing wonderful. You're right. I love this weather. I mean, it reminds me of the humid, hot valleys of the Carpathian Mountains. Barely I remember, but that's okay. I was a little damp.
It was a long time ago. I'm assuming because people are wearing a lot more tank tops and V-necks, it makes better, shall we say, access to to certain things.
Not to mention it also improves the decor.
I know what you're saying. And, of course, all that blood pumping around because everyone's sweating so much.
Yes, it adds a little salt to the mix. It's a great convention, and I enjoy coming here every year. And the fans are wonderful. They're here to they're here to merge themselves in the mythology of monsters, and it's just, and they do it in such a wonderful way. I mean, I hate to say this, but they're non-political, polite people. I mean,
sounds like Canadians.
I don't know what, okay.
I have some Canadian friends. They're very non-political and they're very polite.
Well, but they knew what it's all about.
Hey. Hey. And I'll just take a sip of Tim Hortons here just a second. Oh, look, a hockey game. But I digress. So you are the host of Count Gore Duvall's Creature Feature.
Creature Feature, the weekly web program, which just celebrated its 18th year of on the internet.
You were the very first late night host on the internet, correct?
Absolutely correct. July 11th, 1998, I said, you know, someone's got to be first. And I charged ahead, not knowing anything of what I was doing. And look, 18 years later, we're still here.
And do you know what you're doing yet?
No.
That's just a perfect answer, I guess. So what's going on in the world of Count Gore Duvall? I mean, you're still putting out the weekly shows. You're still showing some really god-awful things out there, I'm knowing, and things. But you know, I don't see you at any other conventions but this one. Do you attend other shows? Do you go and spread your word and madness at other places?
Oh, yes. This has been a very busy year. In the first 7 months, we've been to a record number of conventions. I can't tell you how many miles we've driven to get, I mean, over 16,000 miles from convention to convention. We also do, for my Washington fans in the Washington area, we do 3 times a year hosted live classic movies on the big screen at the AFI Silver Theater.
Wow, very nice.
Which is wonderful. We've done 11 of these, and the next one is going to be Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and then we got a really big, big surprise for everyone for the Saturday before Halloween. I can't talk about it. It's going to be huge. And it's so we do a lot of stuff. As far as the web program goes, a lot of the feature films are really bad public domain films.
They don't even classify as B movie. They're like H movies.
Z, right?
Grade Z.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking... Now, I don't show Manos the Hands of Fate anymore.
No, that's been done on another show. That's fine, but, you know, there are some really awful ones out there.
But actually, you know, as many as there are awful ones, one of the things that I do enjoy, and that is I enjoy finding new filmmakers. So every other week we have what we call Creature Feature New Blood. This is where we feature new and upcoming filmmakers and their shorts, whether they're briefs or boxers.
I was going to ask. I'm hoping they were at least washed.
Well, most of the cases, there's some thongs in there, too. We get a couple. Every once in a while, we get a female, you know.
Or okay. A male.
But seriously, we've been doing this for a number of years, and it's just incredible, some of the stuff that's coming out. Some of the people that we featured a couple of years ago are now working in Hollywood for major companies. Some people... And we feature them globally, so we've had some foreign filmmakers who have gone on making films in Europe. So that happens every other week. It alternates. We have a feature film up for 2 weeks, and on after the first week of the feature film, the second week, we start a new short film. So it's always something new every week. And I'm really excited about that. We've expanded now into video games. We have a video game reviewer
really?
On the show.
Excellent.
Of course, we still have book reviews. We still have movie reviews. We still have culty DVD reviews. We still have a contest that runs about once a month. We've got just a ton of stuff on the web programs. It's more than just movies. It's something that I wanted to do when we were on broadcasting. When you're in broadcasting, you can send out a movie. You can put your shtick on the road, on the air. But you never either can get feedback or you can't do things that are not visual. So here on the web, you can do text stuff, we can do contests, we can do forums, and make it easy.
There you go. Now, in your opinion, I'm not sure what kind of qualifications makes a bad film a good film worth watching or not worth watching, but what kind of qualification do you have to have? Let's say a buddy of mine makes a film in order to be subjected to either New Blood or a standard creature feature release. I mean, how do you determine what's so bad it's good enough to be on the show?
Is it free? I mean, that's it.
There you go, folks. I mean,
we featured, every Tuesday, literally hundreds of DVDs get released. I don't know why it's a Tuesday, but it's they do.
You gotta have something to do.
Yeah. And here are these folks. They've spent money and effort, and you know they've given up on their 401k to make this movie, and they can't get any distribution. So people come to me and they say, "Count, I'd like to get some people let people know about our film." So I'll look at it. And seriously, it's got to have a story. It's the internet, so I don't care if it has a little graphic nudity here and there,
of course not.
Yeah, or a little gore, but that's fine, you know. But it's got to have some kind of redeeming value to it as far as the storyline goes. And if I watch it and, I like it, I'll say, let's do it. And then we can run it for 2 weeks, which is the same thing we do with the shorts.
Sure.
If they send me a short, there's been a couple of features that really should have been shorts that we turned down. I mean, you know, someone takes a 5-minute idea, expands it to 90, and you go...
Yeah.
Edit it back down to 5 and we'll talk.
That's beautiful.
Or worse. Somebody gets their first camera or their phone, and they say, my phone does video. Let's get all my friends together and make a movie. And what's the simplest movie to do with all your friends?
Of course.
Zombie movie.
Right.
Everybody if I don't see another zombie movie for the rest of my life or my death, it's getting too much. But that's how you do it. They just contact us. We'll look at it and see.
So you mentioned you've got some upcoming things coming, the big feature up in the Washington area and all that. You do that a few times a year. When is the next one? Where are some appearances where you'll be so fans of Count Gore Duvall and Creature Feature can come and meet with you, maybe buy an autograph, get a picture, things like that. How can people get a hold of you? And even more importantly, where can people send free movies to you for review and all such?
All right. Well, the simplest thing to do is go to countgore.com. And there are all sorts of links. You can send me email at goreduvall@countgore.com, and that'd be the most direct way. As far as upcoming events, I don't have any idea when this is going to be broadcast for you, but I've been
in the next month or so.
Well, then we'll probably be past it. We have an event on July 30th. That's the that's the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which is one of my
the 1957 or the 78 version.
54.
54. Sorry.
Yes. With Kevin McCarthy.
Yes.
And
not the Donald Sutherland.
No. Okay. Which also was very good.
It was very good. It was one of the better remakes.
And actually, there's been two more since then, which no one has ever heard about.
There's probably good reason for that.
Yes. But, you know, what's cool about this gig at the AFI is the fact that three times a year, I get to pick my favorite movies that I've never seen on the big screen and share it with horror fans. We've done a lot of the Universal classics, and Universal has sent us some really incredible 35-millimeter prints of Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Dracula, some of the Wolfman movies. We've done them. As far as the sci-fi movies from the 50s, we did Earth versus the Flying Saucers when we destroyed Washington, and unfortunately they rebuilt it. But we have a big one coming up, like I said, the Saturday before Halloween. It's going to be awesome. Everyone I mentioned it to in secret says, oh, Gore, you can't do that. It's so incredible. So we'll do that. And then at that point, we'll reveal, usually we do three a year, usually early in the year, usually mid-year, and then usually in October. So we do that. Convention-wise, since we did so many the first half of the year, we're kind of slowing down now. The next convention I'll be doing will be the first weekend of October in the Cleveland area, Cinema Wasteland, which is one that I love. A lot of my friends, a lot of other horror hosts are there, and they've got a great lineup this year. We're going to be doing that. I regularly do also Awesome Con in D.C., which is a huge, wonderful convention. We haven't formally booked it yet, but I assume we'll be there. I hope to be here next year in Williamsburg with Scares That Care.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else? There's another one I'm skipping here, and I'm going to regret it. It's another one early in the year. Oh, Pensacon in Pensacola, Florida. Yes, we do that every year. And they've got, I'm really kind of excited about this because I'm a closet Trekkie. And they have Terry Farrell, who played
Jadzia Dax
on Deep Space Nine, which I thought was one of the most underrated shows.
That was fantastic.
And she's coming out of kind of self-imposed retirement, she's going to be at the convention.
And
I can never pronounce his last name, but the guy who plays Odo?
René Abergenois.
See, I failed French when I took Spanish.
There you go.
And so he'll be there too. So I'm really looking forward to that convention. So those are some of the things that are coming up.
Excellent. And, of course, for everything else, you just go to countgore.com. Yes. Absolutely. Well, Count, again, an absolute pleasure again to speak to you here at Scares and Care. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to you again next year because you are a regular feature here at Scares and Care, and it wouldn't be the same without your presence.
And let me end with, may all your blood be warm.
And on that note, my name is Drew Badger here in Williamsburg, Virginia for the Big Scary Show, and we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. boys and girls, and others, this is Drew Badger signing off for the big, scary news.